Sufferings in Africa by Captain James Riley. This book was originally published in the United States in 1817. This unabridged recording of Sufferings in Africa was produced in 2001 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Brian Emerson. This book is 324 pages long. Please note, some pronunciations in this recording have been slightly altered in an attempt to reflect the author's spellings and thereby to more accurately capture the flavor of his narrative. The following biographical sketch is provided for the benefit of our listeners. Captain James Riley was born in Connecticut in 1777. He had a modest education, and in 1812 he volunteered to go to war. He distinguished himself on the battlefield and was made a captain. After the war, he became the master of the American brig Commerce, until a shipwreck off the coast of Africa in August 1815, where he was taken by Arabian nomads and sold into slavery. After a grueling ordeal, he was ransomed out of slavery by William Wilshire, the British Consul General at Morocco. Captain Riley lived in Washington and published this account of his hardship in 1817. It was an immediate success, selling over 1 million copies between the first and last printing in 1859. He died in 1839 and was buried at sea, having become one of the best-known men in the United States at the time. His debt to Wilshire was never forgotten. They remained friends throughout Riley's life, and Riley's son was named for him. Sufferings in Africa by Captain James Riley. Affidavit.